When you think of a ninja, most people probably picture a black-clad, trained killer. Think back to the 1984 hit The Karate Kid and its villainous sensei, John Kreese.
I can't hear you!
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir!
But showing no mercy is the opposite of the ninja way of life, which teaches strength of spirit and character above all else.
This goes back through history that there really was an understanding that if you're learning this stuff, you are learning power, and you have to learn how to move with that in a good way.
Instructor Randall Charles, who works for an organization called Better Humans, is in charge of Ninja Night at the Crow. He's studied ninja and Toshindo for years and is devoted to bringing the beauty of self-defense and higher thinking to those who want to learn.
That way of being in the world, to believe in yourself, that you have the right to endure, I think is so powerful. You know, to persevere over everything and anything.
A dozen eager disciples showed up last Tuesday for the debut of Ninja Night. The free program will continue throughout the fall. One of those disciples, Catherine Westbrook, a 73-year-old Dallas resident who already fancies herself ninja cool.
Because I always wear black, I have a Prius, and it doesn't have a sound to it. It's just that I have a way of trying to be in and out, and nobody knows.
Innate ninja stealth aside, Westbrook and the rest of the class pick up the first lesson pretty quickly.
Yeah, please pair up. Find somebody you're comfortable working with.
Charles has everyone work on escaping wrist grabs. He teaches students how to use their whole body to get away from an attacker who might be bigger and stronger.
So I slap my own hand, he grabs there. Right? I'm using my body against him.
Kent Cummings originally signed on for Ninja Night because his wife is from Japan and he wants to learn more about the ninja culture. But he says the practical lessons surprise him.
I didn't know what to expect, honestly, coming in, but the self-defense, the quick drops, the easy things you can do to basically avoid possibly a bad situation or someone who's confronting you.
And Ninja Night isn't held in some sweaty dojo. The Crow Collection's light-filled grand gallery is adorned with lacquered wood statues of young monks, a sandstoned Vishnu, and a textile from 20th century Bali. All that's missing is the ninja soundtrack. So we took care of that part. One ninja night doesn't mean you'll wake up the next day proficient at throwing stars or suddenly able to sneak up on a Secret Service agent. But instructor Randall Charles says you will learn how to protect yourself.
If I can learn to use my whole body, then even the smallest person can be more powerful than a strong part of another person's body.
In essence, leveling the playing field for bullies and attackers. Would that part of the ninja way appeal to Karate Kid's outspoken villain?
No, sensei!
But who's looking for his approval anyway? Courtney Collins for KERA News.